Yes, because nothing's been done for 90 years. I mean, at the end of the day, you can plan and work all of these things as best as you can, but sometimes if you encounter, for example, one was a water main, we had no idea if it was a live water main or if it wasn't. So you have to then prove it, test it, and if it's is in use, in that case, in particular case it wasn't, but in other cases they are in use. Some quite a network of cabling, you have to keep those live while you're putting new services in. So that may mean a different height, it may mean a different route. So all of that has to be dealt with as we go through.
And so very much perhaps more uninspected sort of utilities popping up and perhaps even further delays.
Well, the idea is that when we get a delays that we move on it and we work on it, and that's why we've got the traffic lights to get the particular one element through quicker. And obviously we're always dependent on weather. I think it's always been an ambitious project. It was originally in the first estimate, so I saw we're around sort of 10 years and we talked about three. This has been done in two. So it will be very much making sure that we do things as best we can and making sure that and the contractor's fully on speed with that.
Another thing that was brought up in the keys today was, of course, the horse trams. They were scheduled to be running from Strathallan to Broadway on the 25th of April. There's seemingly been a bit of a retraction as to where that'll be. Now it's running to Little Switzerland. Makes me beg the question, what's the point?
So it's important that you keep the horse trams running for any sort of utility like this, any attraction. If you do miss a year, it can have impact. Also, there are some people that will be expecting them and are on booked on trips. So it will be a short section initially. That was always anticipated that it would go to Switzerland Road, and as time progresses and we can move down further, then we will do. But it will be done when the testing and everything's correct, which is the right thing to do.
But is it really worth running the horse trams if it's just for that short duration? Is it of any economic value, or is it just worth waiting until you can get everything in place?
Well, I think it is of economic value. We have scheduled to set that up now for this year. So yes, it absolutely is, I think, worth doing. With all projects, there are unforeseen delays, but I do think a few weeks' delay still means it's the right thing to do. That if we can operate them, we should operate them. And I think they'll be enjoyed by those who use them.
TT very much on the horizon. You've mentioned that the prom's very much open for business in that respect. It's going to be awfully busy though. That the fun fair is going to be on the prom. Is that the best decision, do you think, during all of this?
So it's going to be back to pretty much back to normal. So we normally have the funfair on the walkway and so forth. That's all going back as we would normally have. So I'm delighted to say that the prom is open for business at a very critical point. And apart from a couple of minor barriers, as far as possible, and within all being reasonable, the prom is fully open for TT.
But of course, with that, the presence of the fair, that's very much going to have implications for parking. What provision is being made to anticipate, obviously, the high volume of traffic that's going to be coming along the prom?
Well, there's always high traffic in the prom. If anything, there may be additional parking spaces because we're putting more in Summerland. We're putting a few more on the King Edward side where the walkway is there. It is very much as you would expect the prom to be during the TT Festival.